This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli military struck the West Bank city of Jenin, authorities said Friday, the third day of heavy fighting in the Palestinian territory. The Israeli military says it, quote-unquote, struck a terrorist cell. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Such airstrikes, while common over the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, have been rare in the West Bank in the time since. Israel says the raids across the northern West Bank, which have killed at least 19 people, mostly militants, since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. The Palestinians see them as a widening of the war in Gaza and an effort to perpetuate Israel's decades-long military rule over the territory. The Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 663 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank since the start of the war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine announced on Thursday one of its Western-donated F-16 warplanes has crashed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Ukrainian military says the pilot died when an F-16 went down Monday. It was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine after at least six were delivered last month. Kyiv's defense ministry says it's investigating just what happened. The jet went down as Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage on Ukraine, which says F-16 shot down four missiles at the Pentagon.
Broadly speaking, combat aviation is incredibly complex.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has trained some Ukrainian pilots on flying the F-16s, but could not give any details about the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany has deported Afghan nationals to their homeland for the first time since August 2021, when the Taliban returned to power. A government spokesman described the 28 Afghan nationals deported Friday as convicted criminals. This is VOA News. Salvage operations began on an abandoned Greek-flagged oil tanker with the deck fire still burning from Houthi rebel attacks. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
The vessel has been on fire since August 23rd. Reuters was not able to independently verify the date or location the video was filmed, but the tanker's visuals are consistent with Reuters' corroborating reports. On Wednesday, the Iran-aligned militants said they would allow salvage crews to tow the ship to safety, a move that may help avoid what experts warned could be a devastating spill of 150,000 tons of crude oil. As salvage operations began on Sunion, the EU's Red Sea naval mission Aspides said on Thursday that no oil spill has been detected. The Houthis have launched more than 70 attacks on commercial ships in solidarity with Palestinians in the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. New Zealand's Maori King died peacefully on Friday morning at age 69, according to a statement released by his representatives. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
New Zealand's Maori King Tuheitia died peacefully on Friday. He'd been recovering from heart surgery, according to a spokesperson. His tangihanga, or funeral rites, are expected to last at least 5 days. The Maori King's role in New Zealand is largely ceremonial, with no judicial or legal authority. The monarch is considered the paramount chief of several tribes, or iwi, but is not affiliated with all of them. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the country will mourn King Tuheitia.
He was a fantastic king. He was king for 18 years. He did a lot to strengthen the kingitanga, and we're going to miss him, sadly.
According to Radio New Zealand, heads of tribes associated with the King movement will appoint a new leader on the day of King Tuheitia's funeral.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. An Afghan Taekwondo para-athlete has made history. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Zakia Kudadadi has made history at the Paris 2024 Paralympics by becoming the first athlete from the refugee Paralympic team to win a medal, a bronze, in the women's Taekwondo 47-kilogram category. When the final buzzer sounded at the Grand Palais in Central Palace, Kudadadi erupted in joy, throwing her helmet and mouthpiece into the air. Born without a forearm, she began practicing Taekwondo in secret at age 11 in a hidden gym in her hometown of Herat, Western Afghanistan. Following the rise of the Taliban in 2021, she was evacuated from the country. She settled in Paris and was later offered the opportunity to compete with the refugee team at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice could shut down the local operation of X nationwide if its billionaire owner, Elon Musk, doesn't name a legal representative. On Wednesday, the justice ordered the social media platform to appoint a new representative within 24 hours. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.